Okay. Hello, everyone. Do you hear me clear? All right. Thank you, Brother Duane. Oh, all right. Sabbath blessings again, beloved young brethren, and to all our brothers and sisters who are here. And we would like to welcome everyone, especially our visitors, if we have, to our children's study hour. And happy first Sabbath of the year, by the way. Today is January 6, 2024. So please put in your prayer request. Then we'll open up our program with prayer. Okay, we have from Brother Gilbert, many unspoken. Brother Duane, many unspoken, as unspoken. And from Brother Gilbert, wife, everyone, all of us should mention and their families, unspoken, myself. Okay, Sister Mindy, many unspoken. Sister Denise, unspoken. Brother Joe, Sister Aiden, Sister Pam, unspoken. Anyone, any more prayer requests? And Alvi, Jania also has unspoken. Right? Let me check. Did I miss any? All right. So, let's get on our knees. And, oh, we have from, before we start, we have from Damian, prayers for our grandpa and nana's safety on road to see grandpa's. Grandpa, prayers for all healing, sick of the world. May we learn more and more about God, and may we get more snow. Yes, there is a snow. Thank you, Lord. Last night, or this morning. Yeah, it rained with snow. Okay, let's all bow our hearts and pray. Our loving Father in heaven, you have heard the many unspoken prayers of your children, and you know all our personal prayers, which we whispered when we pray alone. So we lift them up all to you, Father. And please hear us, Father, and give us the answer to our prayer, all for your glory. And we also pray for healings, special mention for Brother Tony and Sister Marie, and for the rest of the brethren that are sick, please touch them, Lord, with your healing hands. And also our beloved family, ourselves, Lord, we pray also. And thank you, Lord, for another year that has opened before us. Thank you, Father. We consecrate ourselves to you. We want to have a better record this year. We want to see and hear you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more closely, Father. We praise you for all the wonderful works you have done and you have shown toward us, and how you gently lead your church to the safe path. You're so gracious to us, Father, and please give us the Holy Spirit that would give us more encouragement, more strength to fight the good fight of faith till the end. So please, Father, we ask that, and forgive us from our sins, and remind us also of the unrepented sins that we may ask for your forgiveness, and that we may have our names written in the book of life. So we love you, and all these things we pray in the name of our Savior, our King, which is Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay. So today is the first Sabbath. And also, the testimony Sabbath. So now we are going to our praises and thanksgiving. We have so many things to praise the Lord, especially the last year that He's been so gracious to us. So I want to thank the Lord for that. And if you have, please put your praises and thanksgiving in the chat room. I will read it today and later. Sister Mindy will read it again for everyone to hear so that all of us will be blessed. Okay, so before that, I want to share this quotation. This is for our young people to start the new year. So yeah, this is a question and at the same time encouragement for our young people. You greet your father and mother with a happy new year, but will you make it a happy for them or to them? It is in your power to do this. Your conduct, it means your behavior, your character, more than everything besides, will make a happy or unhappy year for your parents. You may cause their heart to throb with joy or with pain. So whatever dishonors our God, our Savior, whatever causes stain upon your character, think about these children, it will bring anxiety and distress to the heart of your godly parents. So this is found in Signs of the Times, January 5, 1882. So okay, let's go now to our praises. I want to thank the Lord for another year, for all His blessings, for guiding us, my family, and the church, and for continually holding us tight so that we will not be misled, or even we fall down, He help us to stand up. So thank God. Now we have from Sister Luna. By the way, she has also a praise here. Oh yeah, that is for healing. Yeah, prayer request. So Sister Luna said, praises God for helping all in the world and healing everyone. Praise God for the snow. Yeah, with the kids are waiting for that. I remember Sister Luna is praying for the snow. And aside from the snow, she said, thank God for the food and the roof over our heads and all He has given us for life. Thank you, Sister Luna, for your praise. And Brother Jesse, praise the Lord for the Lord's major protection. Amen. Okay. So I also want to praise the Lord for one of the young people from our, our young people, brother, who made a channel in the Telegram. So this channel is the recorded children's study from year 2021 up to present. So in case you want to go back to the previous lesson, you can go there. I just don't know, Brother Gabriel, what is the link for that? That is in Telegram. The name of the channel is Children's Sabbath Day Recording. So if you can put the SDR, I just suggest SDR Children's Sabbath Day Recording. So if you can put in or link in the, put the link here on the chat room so that they can visit and subscribe. Yeah. Okay, so I will go back in reading the praises we have here from the Mian. Praises God for all the snow and all wonderful praises shared today. Amen, Brother Damian. And Sister Denise, I thank and praise the Lord for His mercy, long-suffering, forgiveness, gentleness, protection, love, and for His truth and words. Also, I thank the Lord for this beloved church family, for the indwelling comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord for another beautiful Sabbath and for allowing us to see another year. Amen, Sister Denise. Thank you for your praise. And now from Sister Ida, I praise the Lord. This is what she said. I praise the Lord for His many blessings and all the and all of the blessings that he does for everyone every day. Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Ida. God is so good. Amen. And from Jania, praise the Lord for the snowy Sabbath today and for the new year that has started. And also, I want to thank him for his protection, blessing, and healing. Amen, Sister Jania. Thank you for your praise. Now, from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful snowy Sabbath. Praise the Lord for my beloved church family and for giving us an opportunity to gather together every Sabbath and for the precious truth he has blessed us with. And praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, his forgiveness, mercy, and grace, and protection, trials, my health, and his wonderful love. Amen, Sister Mindy. Thank you for your praise. And again, Sister Denise, oh, here, you can invite me to the children's study. So we will ask Brother Gabriel. He was the one who made it. Praise the Lord for that idea. So you can invite Sister Denise and everyone who wants to subscribe or be invited. Brother Gabriel will do that. Now for Sister Pham, this is her praise. Praise the Lord for helping me to grow and learn this year. Amen, Sister Pham. Oh, here is the link. So SDR Children's Sabbath Day Study Recordings. This is nice. You can go back if you want to review or to, you know, that there are dates. It starts from 2021 all the way until the present. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Gabriel. Who else got their praise? So yeah, there's the link. You just double click it. Yeah, thank the Lord for this, you know, our young people has the desire to expand the work. See? So these young people will be, consecrate yourself to the Lord and you will be used by God mightily in the future. So yeah, let's praise the Lord for that. Thank you for all the talents, whether small or big. Remember the stories? He will bless us more. He will bless us more. Okay, let me scroll down. No more praises? Okay, if we don't have any more praises here, we can go now to our story. I have our story for today is only short, but it's going to be divided for like three parts. Okay, Brother Gabriel and Isaiah has praised before we read the story. This is what they said. Praise the Lord for all the blessings, for all the answered prayers, for all the healings he has done for us, for allowing us to be able to live to see another year, for the food that he provides, for the roof over our heads. Thank you, brother. Amen and amen for your praises. Let's praise the Lord. And now we have Brother Jojo and Sister Jade, the little people. They want to praise the Lord. And this is Jojo, by the way. I want to praise the Lord for God healing us. Amen. For Jesus making us happy. And for Sister Jade, I want to praise the Lord for helping me with school. Amen for that again. And for the beautiful nature that God gave us. Praise the Lord for the praises. And I want to praise the Lord. I echo that, Brother Gabriel and Isaiah. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praise. Thank you, God. Okay, let's go back to the title. Brother Alvin already posted it. Let me scroll up. Did you post it? Okay, the title is The Death of Lazarus. This is found in John chapter 11, and also in the book of Spirit of Prophecy, volume 2, pages 358 to 370. So we have a little picture over there you can double click to see. Okay, please read with me. One day, a messenger came to Jesus, bringing news from Martha and Mary of Bethany. The message was, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." A dark cloud now hung over the quiet home where Jesus used to find rest. Lazarus was stricken with sudden illness. He was a firm believer in the divine mission of Jesus. He loved him ardently and was in turn beloved by the blessed Master, whose peace has rested on his home, on his quiet home. The faith and love which the brother and sister felt toward Jesus encouraged them to believe that he would not disregard their distress. When Jesus received the message, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." He still remained. He remained where he was for 2 days. He didn't go right away. He still remained. After the messenger was sent, Lazarus grew rapidly worse. All their efforts for the recovery of their brother were in vain, and they felt that he must die unless divine help interposed to save him. Their constant prayer was, "Oh, that Jesus would come. He could save our beloved brother." At the end of 2 days, Jesus proposed to go to Judea, but his disciples endeavored to prevent him from doing so. They reminded him of the hatred manifested toward him by the Jews, and they were determined to kill him. But Jesus then explained to them that he must go, for Lazarus was dead. Thomas proposed to the disciples that they should all accompany their master. On the way, Jesus continued to labor for the needy, relieving the suffering and healing the sick as was his custom. When he reached Bethany, he heard from several persons that Lazarus was dead and had been buried 4 days. While at a distance from the house, he heard the wailing of the mourners. Professional mourners were also hired, and it was they whom Jesus heard. Jesus did not desire to meet the afflicted sisters in such a scene of confusion. So Jesus stopped at a quiet place by the roadside and sent a messenger to inform them where they could find him. Martha hastened to meet him. She told him of her brother's death, saying, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." She expressed her trust to him by adding, "But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it unto thee." And Jesus encouraged her faith by declaring to her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha, not comprehending the full meaning of Jesus, answered that she knew he would arise in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus, seeking to give a true direction of her faith, said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Amen. So for now, we shall end the story here, and we will continue next Sabbath. What happened next after the death of Lazarus? And Jesus was already there, so we will find it out next Sabbath. Let's thank God once again for the beautiful story we heard. And that, we thank Him also for the continual blessings and providing us the Word every Sabbath day. Not only kids are blessed, but also us, the adults, so praise His holy name. So before we proceed to our exercise, we shall hear a special song Brother Dwayne will play for us. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Came to Jesus bringing news from Blanc and Blanc of Bethany. Who are the two sisters? Please give me the answer, the correct answer. Martha and Mary, that's the correct answer. Okay, Sister Denise got it correct also, same with Sister Mindy. All right. Any question? Any answer? Same with Abby and Jania. Okay, so moving on to our second question. Isabel got it correct. And Sister, oh, that's Leticia Screw. Jade and Jojo are correct also. Praise the Lord. And Gabriel and Isaiah. Okay, number two question. What was the message to Jesus from the sisters? Martha and Mary, what was the message? A, you are invited in the feast. B, Lord, whom he you loved is ill, or C, please come to the marriage supper. What is the correct answer? And the correct answer is letter B. Okay, Gabriel, Isaiah, Sister Mindy, Jenny, and Isabel got it correct. Also, Jade and Jojo. Good job. Sister Denise as well. Very good. And Alvi, praise the Lord. Now to the third question. Blanc was stricken with sudden illness. He was a firm believer in the divine mission of Jesus. Who was he? He was stricken with illness. Who was he? Sister Denise got it correct. Lazarus. Good job. Praise the Lord. As well as Sister Mindy. Also, Gabrielle and Isaias, Alvi and Jania. Praise the Lord. Okay. Oh, Luna and Damian as well. Thank you, Jesus. Now for my fourth question. Fourth question. When Jesus received the message that Lazarus was ill, he went right away to Bethany. Is it right or wrong? He went right away. Okay, that is wrong. He still tarried for 2 days. Correct, Sister Denise, Gabrielle, Isaias, and Sister Jania. You're correct. It's wrong. Alvian, Luna, and Damian too. Very good. Okay, praise the Lord. Jade and Jojo. Correct. You got it correct. Now, fifth question. How many days Jesus remained before going to Bethany? How many days he still waited before going to Bethany? How many days? Is it 1, 2, 3? Okay, Sister Denise got it correct. It's 2 days. Gabriel and Isaias also. He tarried 2 days. Jania, Alvi, Jade. Also, and Sister Mindy got it correct. Luna and Damian, very good to all of you. Praise the Lord. Now for my, sixth question. This is still in the blanks. Fill in the blank, sixth question. This is found in John 11, verse 4. Let's complete the sentence, the verse. When Jesus heard that, he said, this blank is not unto blank, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be blank thereby. We have 3 blanks to fill in. And Sister Denise got it correct. Sister Mindy got it correct. Sickness, death, and glorified. Also with Alvi, Gabrielle, and Isaias. They got it correct. Praise the Lord. Jania too. Very good. Luna and Damian are also correct. Thank you, Lord. Okay, for my seventh question. Seventh question. Why the disciples stopped Jesus from going to Judea? Because they have to pass Judea going to Bethany. Why they stopped Jesus from going there? Is it A, because Judea was the home of lepers? B, there was famine? Or C, the Jews are determined to kill Jesus? And the correct answer is letter C. Gabrielle and Isaiah, Sister Mindy, Alvi, Jania, Luna, and Damian got it correct. Also, Sister Denise. Very good. Thank you, Lord. Now for my eighth question. Are we on the eighth question now? Yes, we're on number eight. On the way to Judea, Jesus still labored for the needy, relieving the suffering and healing the sick, as was his custom. Is it true or false? Yes, the correct answer is true. We still continue to labor along the way. And Sister Denise, Alvi, Sister Mindy, Sister Mary, Jania, Luna, and Damian, all of you got it correct. Very, very good. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Luna and Damian. All right, for my ninth question. Number 9 question. When they reached Bethany, he heard from several persons that Lazarus was dead and had been buried. How many days it is for? 6 or 3? Oh, Jade and Jojo answered true from number 7 question. Very good. Okay, for the number 9 question, the correct answer is how many days he was buried? Are you sure? Letter C is the correct answer. It is, let me see the choices. Oh, 3. Oh, my letter C. Letter A is the correct answer. I'm sorry, I got confused also. The correct answer is letter A, 4 days. He was buried 4 days. Who got it correct? Damian and Luna and Sister Denise got it correct. Very good. That is 4 days because he still buried. Why? He along the way, he still labor for the needy. Okay, good job, Brother Gabriel and Isaiah. Good job. And for my last, we don't have any more time. So, praise the Lord for the question and answer we did. And everybody are listening very well. All of you got it. Most of you got correct answers. Thank you, Jesus. So, for now, we will end and we will give the time for Sister Mindy for another lessons to learn and more exercises to do. So praise the Lord. I pray and hope that all of you are blessed. And next Sabbath, we will continue. Be here. God bless everyone. Love you all.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters and little brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Janisa. And this Sabbath, we're going to do a new study series. And I like to do this beginning of every year. We go through each of the Ten Commandments and study each commandment on its own. So this Sabbath, we're going to be going over Commandments 1 and 2. And Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. Question number 1, thou shalt have no other blank before blank. That's Exodus 20, verse 3. All right, very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right, very good. And the next question. The first commandment is about A, stealing, B, murder, C, coveting, or D, loyalty. All right, very good. You all got it right. It's D, loyalty. All right, next question. The creator of the universe declares he is our God and our deliverer and asks us to demonstrate our love for him by having no other, is it A, animals, B, food, C, gods, or D, toys? Very good. The answer is C. We are to demonstrate our love for him by having no other gods. Very good. Next question. The first commandment is the first of a series of 4 that define our relationship with our, is it A, earthly father, B, heavenly father, C, guardian angel, or D, older sibling? Very good. The answer is B, our Heavenly Father. You guys are doing a great job. Next question. Establishing, developing, and maintaining a personal relationship with the true and living God is the most important blank we can ever make. Is it A, wish, B, promise, C, commitment, or D, decision? The most important blank we can ever make. There's actually two correct answers in this, and I'm seeing that people are putting them both in. It can be commitment, which is C, and it can also be D, decision. Before we can commit to something, we have to decide that we're going to commit to it, right? We have to make that decision in our mind. So it could be a both. It could be either of those. So I'm going to give you both correct on both those, C and D. Very good. All right. All right. Next question. The primary focus of the first of the Ten Commandments is God's word reads, "Thou shalt have no other gods before." Is it A, God, B, me, C, Jesus, or D, thee? I'm waiting for people to get their answers in. Very good. It's B, me. We know that that reads, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." God is talking about himself. All right, very good. Next question. We should love, honor, and respect God so much that he alone is the blank authority and model in our lives. Is it A, supreme, B, main, C, true, or D, all of the above? Very good. The answer is D, all of the above. Very good. Question number 8. We should allow nothing to prevent us from serving and blank God. Is it A, obeying, B, honoring, C, loving, or D, all of the above? Very good. Answer is D, all of the above. Nothing should prevent us from serving and obeying God, honoring God, loving God. Very good. All right. Question number 9. Thou shalt not make unto thee any blank image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not blank down thyself to them, nor blank them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a blank God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my blank. That's Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. Fill in the blanks. Very good. And the answer is, the first one is graven. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And the second one is, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. And then I the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, is the next one. And then the last one is, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's the last one. Very good. All right, on to question number 10. The second commandment is about A, lying, B, adultery, C, worship, or D, parents. Very good. The answer is C, worship. The second commandment is about worship. Question number 11. The one and only true God loves us so much that he is jealous of our love and does not want to share our love by us bowing down to meaningless blank. Is it A, trees, B, buildings, C, cars, or D, idols? Very good. The answer is D, idols. Question number 12. The second commandment goes to the heart of our relationship with our A, mother, B, creator, C, brother, or D, sister. The second commandment goes to the heart of our relationship with our, it is, some put brother, but it should be B, creator. The second commandment goes to the heart of our relationship with our creator. All right. Okay, next question. The second commandment is a constant reminder that only we, of all created things, are made in the blank of God. Is it A, likeness, B, fashion, C, image, or D, resemblance? Very good. The answer is C, image. We are created in the image of God. Very good. And then question number 14. Yes, Sister Denise, likeness and image, it could be referred to the same thing. I'm just picking as it is, you know, as we read it in God's Word, it's always image that they use the word image in God's Word. I should have clarified that. Sorry about that. All right, next question. Only we can be transformed into the spiritual image of Christ, who came in the blank as the perfect spiritual image of our Heavenly Father. Is it A, flesh, B, clouds, C, spirit, or D, wind? Only we can be transformed into the spiritual image of Christ, who came in the blank as the perfect spiritual image of our Heavenly Father. Very good. The answer is A, flesh. Very good. And this is the last question, question number 15. The second commandment protects our special relationship with our Creator, who blank us in his likeness and is still molding us into his spiritual image. Is it A, created, B, made, C, formed, or D, all of the above? Very good. The answer is D, all of the above. The second commandment protects our special relationship with our Creator, who created us in his likeness, made us in his likeness, and formed us in his likeness. Very good. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, now we're going to go on to the Ten Commandments. And you can have your Bibles ready, and we're going to go over the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the Sabbath. Let me know when you're ready, and we will get started. Deuteronomy chapter 5. All right, are saying they're ready? Okay, let's go. All right, so I'm going to, let's see, how are we going to do this time? How about I'm going to give you the commandment number and you tell me what verse that is and how does that commandment read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, okay? So we're going to start with commandment number 8. What verse and how does that commandment read in Deuteronomy chapter 5? And for the longer commandments, you don't have to put the whole verse in there, obviously. But if they're shorter, you can put the whole verse in. Very good. It is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 19. And it reads, neither shalt thou steal. It's worded a little bit different than in Exodus 20. So some of the commandments are worded different. Very good. All right, on to the next one. What about commandment number 1? What verse and how does that verse read in Deuteronomy chapter 5? Commandment number 1. Very good. That is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7. And it reads, thou shalt have none other gods before me. Very good. All right, on to the next one. How about commandment number 4? It's going to be verses. And you can just put the beginning of that commandment. It is worded a little different than Exodus 20. And I'll read the whole verse from Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verses, I mean. Commandment number 4. Very good. Commandment number 4 is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15, and it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right, very good. Okay, on to the next one. Commandment number 10. What verse and how does that commandment read in Deuteronomy chapter 5? Commandment number 10. All right, very good. That is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 21. And I will read that verse. And it says, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. Very good. All right, on to the next one. Commandment number 7, and we can put the whole verse in the chat room on this one. It's short. What verse is commandment number 7, and how does it read in Deuteronomy chapter 5? All right, very good. That is verse 18. And it reads, neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right, very good. On to the next one. Commandment number 5. Commandment number 5. What verse and how does it read in Deuteronomy chapter 5? And of course, you can shorten it. You don't have to put the whole verse in. Very good. It is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's how it reads in Deuteronomy chapter 5. All right, on to the next one. Commandment number 9. What verse and how does it read in Deuteronomy? Commandment number 9. All right, waiting for people to get their answers in. Very good. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 20. And it reads, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, very good. On to the next one. You guys are doing a great job so far. All right, commandment number 2, it's going to be verses. You don't have to put the whole verses into the chat room. What is that commandment and what verses? Now wait for people to get their answers in. All right. Very good. Commandment number 2 is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. By the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God. It is in the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Very good. On to the next one. All right, the next one would be commandment number 3. What verse and what commandment is that? All right, we're getting our answers in. All right, very good. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. And it reads, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that's worded exactly how it is in Exodus 20. All right, on to the next one. This is the last one. And it is commandment number 6. It's a short one, so we can put that whole verse in there. What verse is that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, commandment number 6? And it's worded just like Exodus 20. Very good. It is verse 17, and it's thou shalt not kill. Guys did a great job, praise the Lord. And the next Sabbath, we will be going over the commandments in Exodus 20. And I will be also sharing all your praises on the mic for Testimony Sabbath. Thank you for sharing your praises, and I love you all. God bless, and have a beautiful, wonderful Sabbath. See you next Sabbath.